Two monks were arguing about the temple flag waving in the wind. One said, "The flag moves." The other said, "The wind moves." They argued back and forth but could not agree. Huineng, the sixth patriarch said, "Gentlemen, it is not the flag that moves. It is not the wind that moves. It is your mind that moves." The two monks were struck with awe. This is because Huineng knew that these monks still have form delusion. So he prompted and hinted to them to see the next level, which is mind dharma. To refer earlier Heart Sutra notes for the detailed explanation of this Zen analogy.
So you all understand now. Huh? The two fellow were arguing what? Because they use mundane seed. One said the flag move. The other fellow thought he more smart. No wind how to move. The wind move. Ah, then who is right? Who is wrong? You cannot say both wrong, right according to them, understand now? Because this is the mundane world with mundane seeing with the duality. But the reason is they are trapped in form dhamma. Because they see form, they cannot see beyond form. How did Huineng say, your mind move? Yeah? Because he see beyond form, isn't it? If your mind is not there to perceive the wind and the flag, then where got movement? You understand or not? So if form dhamma they cannot understand, you have to slowly give them a hint or a kongan, your mind move. Then they go and reflect on it. Then finally, when they sit, meditate, develop awareness, then they realize, how do I know the wind and the flag? Through perception. That's why this mundane mind move. So when you move, you develop the understanding that the awareness of that movement, yeah, is what the mind is all about. But Huineng already beyond mind, from the poem of Shen Xiu, you know. But why did he tell them, your mind move, and not teach them the unconditioned Dhamma, which is beyond thought, beyond mind? Because they are trapped even at the form level. How can you teach them beyond mind? Teach them about mind first, because there is another Zen story that continue. After six patriarchs pass away, then later on the disciple all develop the understanding. Then they had a discussion at one of the, I think they gather at one of the monastery. So in the discussion, they all ask, why did Huineng say the mind move? Yeah. Then they have a lot of argument, because the disciple different opinion as well. So everyone give their opinion. There was one lady cooking for them. This lady passed by her. Then the monk also feel funny. Every day the food come out, is some of the monk that think of the food will come out. Means this lady can see, can read mind and all that. Means got special spiritual penetration on. They call it the sixth penetration. Like including the first five, the Shen Tong, divine eye and all that. Then the sixth penetration, the sixth one is enlightenment. So this lady got. That's why he can read their mind and he wants to help them. He also wants to be part of the community to develop the wholesomeness. Then he passed by, you know what she say or not? Where got mind? A lot of the monk become enlightened. He is taking them beyond mind, understand or not? Where got mind means they realize when they were doing the awareness based meditation, they were here. There is no mundane perception. That's why straight away the state of no thought. The first hallmark of Huineng, understand now? Wu nian de jing jie. That's why straight away they awaken. So next time you go and try, where got mind? If you don't do the awareness based meditation, you liak bu qiu one, you cannot understand one. So that's why the lady who is enlightened know the monk already. That's why he just give a kong an, where got mind? Straight away it awaken you. Understand now? Even monks also can make it trapped like that. They got awareness based and all things. They still read the sutta and try to reason and discuss Why the master say that? Until the hint come, where got mind? So this is how Dhamma is to be realized. There are so many ways, no need to sit, you can awaken. Because when you have awareness-based meditation, actually a lot of things you see, you saw, you actually have the understanding. But nobody make it clear to you, you still cannot see it one. Like all my sharing, if I don't point it out, you think you can easily understand. You have to find out yourself, you don't take how long or not. You may be aware. But this one is because I gone through contemplated so long, and for 30 years since 1989, that stability of understanding and my past, that's why I can straight away share all this. So this is to help you cut short your cultivation, understand? You don't have you don't have to find out yourself, So a lot of all this teaching, the pointer, is to help you save time, understand? Then you straight away, otherwise you think you can progress so fast. Do you realize, I think Engby, they were studying the other type of Theravada teaching for so long. What they teach? Do you think you can reach this level that you have? There is no way they can actually catch up with what you all understand, even at your level. The five aggregate also don't know what is sati, also don't know what is mundane mind, what is supramundane. Everything don't know. So, like just now, I think in the Jin Hao asked me a question, Qi Wei was around. So Qi Wei also asked something. Then I share. I say, after Jin Hao understand me, I say, all this that we discuss, you go and check. The traditional teaching, the conventional one, what do they teach? They got all the words, understand? The essential Dhamma. Like just now I say, Four Noble Truths, they rattle it out for you. First Noble Truth, life is suffering. That's it. Then like some of the monks, they teach you Sati Panya, understand? You know what is Sati Panya? Sati is mindfulness. Panya is wisdom. Wisdom can arrive when there is Sati. When there is Sati, there is direct seeing, Samadhi. That's why Panya, Sati Panya. But they cannot explain to you what is sati and how to do it. You understand? That part missing. Then all the other essential Dhamma also. You read, you hear like a lot of Dhamma words everywhere. The essential Dhamma, Vipassana, Jhana, or whatever. 40 meditation, then like from the commentary. Very sophisticated. But you check. Any real Dhamma related to life or not? That can give rise to understanding or not? None. So how can they catch up with what you have learned? What you have learned is so different, And with that, you see the big difference is what? One is thought-based, understand? Knowledge acquiring type of teaching. The other one is awareness-based, that see for yourself, understand, and awaken and realize. That's why all this, the whole Hasutta book, you think is standard Dhamma. Nothing to do with the standard Dhamma are the word, but the interpretation of it, the explanation of it, the elaboration of it, and how to actually relate back to life, and how to connect all these essential Dhamma, the teaching, they are all interconnected, not separate teaching, bits and pieces here. That's why it becomes so different, so potent. Now you understand? So when you learn the true Dhamma, go to the heart, please. Overnight you cannot change, but develop awareness, then go to the heart, be confident. And then what happened to Engby, Po Cheng, even Song, and this Alicia, they all. You also can realize, understand? Well, when she tired, straight away, lie down, go to the heart already. Means what? They have done it. Understand? They have developed the stability of it. Otherwise, it cannot happen. So all this, is to give you the understanding, the faith, so that you can actually progress very fast and very differently. Okay?